This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are the closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn was $7.04, up 12 and a quarter. September corn, $5.51 and three quarters, up 18 and a half. December corn, $5.21 and three quarters, up 21 and a quarter. July soybeans were $16.13 and a quarter, up 4. August soybeans, $14.68 and a quarter, up 12 and three quarters. November soybeans, $12.76 and a quarter, up 24. July wheat was $6.75 and a half, up 15 and a half. September wheat, $6.67 and a half, up 14 and a half. And December wheat, $6.90 and a half, up 15 and three quarters. Now time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's grain market report. First of all, the Illinois country grain prices, they ended mostly higher on Tuesday afternoon. Good domestic demand continues to support stronger corn and soybean values. A warmer and drier weather pattern also helped to lift prices. Traders are also looking forward to Thursday's new supply-demand forecast from the USDA. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 15 to 19 stronger at $6.77 to $7 even, while the soybean bids were mostly 12 to 15 higher at $15.81 to $16.12. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids up 7 to 12 cents at $6.76 to $7.10. Soybean bids were mostly 9 to 13 cents higher at $15.99 to $16.21. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 19 to 20 cents at $6.70 to $6.87. Soybean bids mostly 7 to 12 higher at $16.05 to $16.38. And the wheat bids mostly 15 to 16 cents stronger on Tuesday, ranging from $6.53 to $6.63. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 8 to 13 cents at $16.28 to $16.43. Basis ended steady to 5 cents lower, ranging from 160 to 175 over the August. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 538.90 to 548.90, which was down 720 to 1020 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids up 18 to 22 cents at 724 to 732, with basis ending steady to 4 cents stronger, ranging from 172 to 180 over September. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 18 to 23 cents higher at 707 to 717, with basis steady to 5 cents stronger, range from 155 to 165 over September. Soybean bids down 5 to 9 cents at 1622 to 1628, with basis dropping 18 to 22 cents, range from 154 to 160 over the August. Wheat prices up 16 to 24 cents at 662 to 672, with basis gaining 2 to 10 cents, range from 15 under to 5 under September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 13 to 18 cents stronger at 678 to 696. These same elevators place their soybean prices mixed, with quotations ranging from 1578 to 1653. Soft red winter wheat up 14 cents at 686 to 687, and the Milo 18 cents higher at 670 to 671. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain dealers bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 488 up to 507. New crop soybean bids at 1236 to 1251. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 490 up to 509. New crop soybean bids at 1240 to 1263. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 496 up to 512, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from 1251 up to 1271. That completes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle were $122.72, up 65 cents. October live cattle, $126.70, up 52 cents. December live cattle, $128.67, up 22 cents. August feeder cattle were $151.15, down 45 cents. September feeder cattle, 153.67, down 47 cents. November feeder cattle, 156.17, down 60 cents. July lean hogs were 100.85, down 27 cents. August lean hogs, 95.17, down 37 cents. And December lean hogs, 81.10, up 15 cents. And now we have your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. Corn delivered to Greenfield for July, $6.95. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $6.41. July corn delivered to Scottville, $6.87. August corn delivered to Scottville, $6.41. July beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $16.08. August beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $14.61. And July wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.52. Their pre-opening prices, again, are corn at Greenfield is $6.95. Corn at Scottville is $6.87. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $16.08. And wheat at Scottville is $6.52. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. It is 16 minutes after the hour of 6, part 1 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar showing scattered light showers around our mid-Illinois listening area at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information, technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they're dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient because they're a family operation too. They understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit them on the web at mnmservice.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, scattered showers possible, high temperatures in the low 90s with light west winds. Tonight, clear skies, lows in the mid 60s, and for tomorrow, Thursday, sunny skies and cooler, high temperatures in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid 60s, highs in the upper 80s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, 77 degrees, and once again scattered showers around our mid-Illinois listening area on this Wednesday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Hello, Earl Flack from McKay Auto Parts. Did you know that Knapp Auto Parts has the most extensive inventory in the industry with nearly 425,000 quality auto parts and accessories for automotive, industrial, and farm applications? You tie that in with your locally owned McKay Knapp Auto Parts store with quality people behind the counter here to take care of your daily needs. Give us a try.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield. Once again, we join WSBI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about how the markets fared over the 4th of July weekend.
Well, as we looked at the holiday period, we saw generally choppy trade with a low volume, which you typically get in the holiday period, and a lot of traders really reluctant to add ownership into report, and that made the path of least resistance lower. And one reason prices sunk as low as what they did. And then we come back from the holiday period, traders were able to reestablish their positions, and that helped provide some of the support for the market, feeling like perhaps prices have been driven down too low too soon, with pollination still well ahead of us for the corn crop yet. And, of course, soybeans are looking at the August time period as a critical time period. So traders seeing the weakness of the holiday period and seeing as an opportunity to come back in and to buy the market.
Suderman also talked about how the hot weather leading into pollination season could impact the markets.
Well, I think one of the things that's going to be pivotal is going to be the weather forecast going forward. There have been occasional models showing heat building up in the western half of the Midwest, which ahead of the pollination period, which would be critical for the market. To this point, it doesn't look like it's going to be a significant story for the Midwest, but that could still change. As we look, though, at the moisture situation, we are seeing a troubling trend of a lack of rainfall for the southwestern third, really, of the Midwest. So we'll probably be seeing some areas where the crops start to turn downward in their condition and probably see their overall national ratings start to stabilize and turn seasonally lower as a result in the weeks ahead.
Don't forget, tomorrow there is a field day being hosted at SIU in Belleville at the research farm south of Scott Air Force Base. The field day starts at 8:30 in the morning and will have speakers on weed and disease control. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.